Why the A6 Intruder is still the best Navy attack plane to grace the deck of a U.S. carrier. Commentary. The A6 Intruder's last combat missions were flown over Bosnia in 1994, and it was formally retired in 1997. During Operation Desert Storm, Navy A6E aircraft flew 5,619 sorties, striking 2,617 targets. Included in these sorties were 221 air defense suppression attacks using high-speed anti-radiation missiles. Since the plane's retirement, the U.S. Navy has had to rely on multi-role aircraft with less range and less payload to deliver strikes on ground targets. What's more, given that we have largely been able to achieve air dominance where we have been engaged in active combat operations since the 1990s, over the last 30 years A6 Intruders would have been able to deliver far more ordnance for far less cost than the multi-role planes we employed. Even the most modern multi-role plane, the much heavier and vastly more expensive F-35C, is greatly outclassed by the A6E Intruder when it comes to sortie generation rates and delivering payload over range. Further, flying the unreliable, gas-guzzling F-35C costs vastly more per flight hour than does the A6E. To be more specific, with a combat weapons load of 18,000 pounds, an A6E Intruder had a combat radius of 867 nautical miles, whereas the full combat load of the F-35 flying in stealth mode is less than one-third that with a combat radius of 600 nm. So, when using what is arguably its main advantage, its stealth, the F-35C can carry one-third of the weapon's two-thirds of the distance of a 1960-era attack plane. Yes, in beast mode, the F-35C can load up a whole bunch of weapons externally, taking its weapons payload to a whopping 22,000 pounds, but in doing so not only does it lose its stealthiness, but its combat radius also drops by half to a paltry 300 nm. In summary, the lighter, decades-old attack plane absolutely blows away the F-35C in the amount of precision ordnance it can deliver to target at range over any given period of time. The counterargument is that the F-35C can deliver ordnance into areas where we have not achieved air dominance, whereas the A6 is much more limited in where it can fly with a reasonable chance of making it back. This is true for many scenarios. But it is also true that 30 years after development began on the F-35, peer competitors such as China and Russia have developed and deployed air defense systems that can both detect and target stealth fighters such as the F-35, or even the far stealthier F-22. This means that the F-35 will not just be able to waltz into enemy-controlled airspace to deliver ground strikes. Instead, as has been the case in the past, meticulously planned and routed suppression of enemy air defense operations will need to be conducted before air power can really be brought to bear. In other words, a plane with the kind of limited stealth that an F-35 sports does not have the advantage it would have had 30 years ago when it was designed. Thus, just as is the case with dedicated attack planes such as the Intruder, all multi-role fighters, including the F-35, will rely on extensive, risky, costly, and lengthy SEAD operations when facing peer competitors before they can comfortably attack ground targets. Of course, any multi-role fighter, including the F-35, will be vastly superior to the Intruder when going mano-a-mano against enemy air superiority or multi-role fighters. Hence, we do need aircraft capable of taking the lead in air superiority missions. With that said, the modernized A6F Intruder II, of which 5 prototypes were created by upgrading A6ES, was not only capable of firing the deadly accurate AIM-9 Sidewinder but, because it had a greatly upgraded radar, it could also fire the AIM-120 Beyond Visual Range air-to-air missile. This by no means means that the A6F should ever be a primary air defense asset, but given the Navy's cooperative engagement capability that allows planes such as the F-35C to act as forward-deployed sensors, A6FS acting as missile trucks could have their AIM-120 missiles guided into enemy fighters by the F-35C's powerful AESA low probability of intercept radar. Consequently, by taking advantage of the CEC technology, a modernized A6 Intruder could provide air defense support from the rear. For your information, an A10 Warthog also carries Sidewinder missiles and, if upgraded to carry longer-range air-to-air missiles and CEC, could likely fulfill a similar role for the U.S. Air Force. This brings us to the question of the practicality of modernization of the hundreds of A6 Intruders that were retired, many of which received brand new composite wings shortly before being retired. Modernizing each plane would cost millions, but even at $10 million a pop, they would be a fraction of the cost of any new plane rolling off the assembly line today. And with the kind of upgrades planes such as the F-16, the A-10, and the F-15 have received over the decades, they would bring back an unrefueled long-strike capability that the Navy no longer has. Surely, such a capable plane with CEC and upgrades to its precision strike capability could prove useful? The answer is yes, but the practicality is non-existent because as soon as the Navy retired the A-6E Intruders, it began to scrap them. In 2005, there were still 196 A6ES mothballed at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base. But in 2017, the Navy eliminated any possibility of bringing back this highly capable airplane by scrapping all but two of the A6ES. This scrapping is part of a pattern that has seen the Navy destroy mothballed F-14 Tomcats that could have been upgraded to be more powerful and reliable and still highly effective. The sinking of dozens of billion-dollar powerful anti-submarine warfare ships after prematurely retiring them, which even today would be some of the most powerful warships in the world, is also part of this pattern. In the end, the A6E attack plane, with its excellent stability, was a great example of an aircraft designed to do one thing really well. The Navy clearly knew this, but its enamorment with multi-role aircraft, the peace dividend-driven defense budget cuts that came after the Soviet Union dissolved, and the pressure to send billions of dollars of business to defense contractors for new multi-role jets combined to prematurely end the career of an attack plane whose base capabilities have yet to be equaled.